98.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New details on the deadly shooting at the Chiefs Victory Parade. A local radio DJ, Lisa Lopez Galvan, was killed. More than 20 people were wounded. CBS's Charlie DeMar is in Kansas City.
A day of celebration in Kansas City turned into tragedy. Fans who gathered to celebrate the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory ran for their lives when gunfire erupted near the city's Union Station.
I heard a pop, and then you just heard screaming, and everybody in front of me just started running.
At least 21 people were injured, several of them children.
Police say they've detained three suspects. Donald Trump will be in the spotlight at two separate court cases today. CBS's Naomi Rockham says the former president is expected to be there in person in New York.
A judge could decide whether the hush money criminal trial against him will go on next month as scheduled. In Georgia, a Fulton County Superior Court judge will move forward with a hearing to consider disqualifying District Attorney Fannie Willis from prosecuting the 2020 election interference case against Trump.
Special Prosecutor Jack Smith is urging the Supreme Court to unpause his election interference case and let it go to trial. A deadly invasion at a medical center in southern Gaza. The BBC's Rachel Wright.
Israeli Defense Forces say its special forces are now inside the main hospital in Khan Yunis. Medical sources say Israeli snipers have killed one patient and wounded several others.
Hundreds of Palestinians are evacuating the complex. They've been sheltering there on orders from Israel, which now claims it was being used for terrorist activities. Early this morning at Cape Canaveral.
3, 2, 1, ignition, and liftoff.
SpaceX launched a commercial lunar lander on what could be a historic mission. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Team is now aiming for a landing next Thursday near the moon's south pole. If they pull it off, it'll be the first U.S. moon landing in more than 50 years.
Yesterday's launch attempt was scrapped. A college hoop star goes for a scoring record tonight.
Long jump shot, clock, and knocks it down.
Iowa's Caitlin Clark is out to break the NCAA women's career record of 3,527 points, scored by Kelsey Plum from 2013 to 2017. Tickets to watch the number 4 seed team host Michigan courtside. More than $3,000 on StubHub right now. Average price for tickets this week has been more than $520. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps Tuesday. Democrats like Senator Jeff Smith say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. First Lady Jill Biden is coming to Wisconsin on Friday. She'll be in Green Bay talking about career-oriented learning in high school and college. Jill Biden is a teacher herself at Northern Virginia Community College. The event is not open to the public. President Joe Biden was in Wisconsin in both December and January as the state is seen as pivotal in the upcoming presidential election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Spring training gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting today for the start of spring training in Arizona. This will be the 26th year Milwaukee has held their spring training in Maryvale. NBA, the Bucks play the Grizzlies in Memphis. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Heat. Damian Lillard was asked why the team struggled with Doc Rivers' plan defensively against Miami.
I think it's just a mentality. You know, when he's challenging us like that in the huddle, it's the type of mentality that you go back on the court with. You can do that with communication. You know, you can talk yourself into a game, talk yourself into being in the right spots. But that was really it. You know, I thought on top of us not communicating as loud and as often as we should have and could have. You know, when shots weren't falling, we didn't have as much urgency. We weren't as physical. Certain things that we knew they wanted to do and that they did well, we didn't take away. You know, that was just how the game went.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
A little light rain and snow this morning, then gradual clearing. We'll get to a high of 37 by late this morning, and then temperatures are going to drop back into the low 30s here by late afternoon. The wind, northwest 10 to 20, gusting to 30 or 35 here by later today. Tonight, cloudy 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Tune in this week to Busted Pencils every weekday at 7 p.m.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You know, I've been obsessed my whole life with staying in shape and you know, working out and everything, but I'm telling you, I'm 40, and another 40 years, I'll be 80. There's no stopping it. I'm at a crossroads now. I'm thinking about maybe I should just start drinking and eating everything I want to eat. Because, you know, when you're 22, when you hurt something, it's probably because you did something, huh? I got the flu this year. I start coughing. I pull the muscle. I go and get my eyes checked, and I've always had amazing vision, really good vision, and I go to get my eyes checked, and the doctor says one eye's gone bad. How does one eye go bad? I don't remember overusing one eye. You guys want to play some ball? Let's play some ball. No, I'm saving this one till I'm 40.
Beyond the Sea with Kevin Spacey playing Bobby Darin. Oh, it's a great movie. Good musical and interesting facts about Bobby Darin. One of them was that the woman he thought was his sister was actually his mother. I mean, that's enough to screw you up in the head. And all his life, he thought that was his sister and it was actually his mother because she had him out of wedlock or some crazy story. Then he had rheumatic fever as a kid, which eventually took his life in his 30s because it never goes away. He was bedridden for many years in his life because of rheumatic fever or the effects of it. Now he got his name, according to the movie anyway. He had to get a different name. And he was walking down the street and he saw Mandarin Chinese food, a restaurant, and some of the lights were out of Mandarin and only Darin was left. So he took Bobby Darin. Married Sandra Dee, was in a movie with her and fell in love with her and married her. They got divorced eventually. Girl, to call. If you ever get a chance, watch that movie Beyond the Sea with Kevin Spacey playing Bobby Darin. It's a good, you know, the music's good, but it's kind of a sad movie because he did not have a good life. And, you know, just, it wasn't his fault he had a bad life. It was just, you know, he got rheumatic fever as a kid. And finding out what you thought was your sister is your mother, that's enough to blow your mind out of proportion, huh? I got to watch that again. Kevin Spacey was very good. The musical numbers are great. And you see his life change from being a rock and roll singer to doing songs like I'm a Carpenter. What was the name of the song? If I Were a Carpenter. He wrote a lot of good songs, Bobby Darin. And unfortunately, you know, he left us at a very early age. It's a good movie. Anyway, 709, 710, you're wondering, say, gee, I thought you were going to have a guest here. In a few minutes, he's running late. I think he forgot. We'll talk to Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine coming up in just a few minutes here at WRGN. I'm Don Rose, and I want to thank you for joining us today. I just put my beak out the door. No more flurries, just cloudy. And it was 33 degrees the last check. Let me just a quick look out there and see what the weather is now. Yeah, it's cloudy and 34 degrees now. All right, aerial rain and snow came to an end. Cloudy and 34. I'm actually gradual clearing sometime today with a high near 37. And it looks like cloudy tomorrow with a high near 30. Sunshine all day Saturday and Sunday with a high in the 30s. Saturday near 40 on Sunday. That's not bad at all. We'll take that. All right. Here are some celebrities you never knew were veterans in our armed services. Willie Nelson was in the Air Force. I saw pictures of him when he had his first TV show. Very clean cut, shirt and tie. Today, looking at Willie Nelson, you probably couldn't picture him in the Air Force. MC Hammer was in the Navy, not wearing Hammer pants, of course. George Carlin started working as a radio disc jockey while he was in the U.S. Air Force. Pat Sajak served in Vietnam. And B. Arthur from the Golden Girls was in the U.S. Marines during World War II. I can picture that, though. Can't you picture her as a Marine? Somehow I could. All right, I was telling you earlier today, I saw a movie that I just thought was not very good last night. Bob Marley, One Love. I wanted to like the picture so much. The actor playing Bob Marley was just fantastic. I mean, this guy, he really stole the movie just playing Bob Marley. He was that good. But it was hard to understand them. They were mumbling. Actors today mumble a lot, and they had the thick Jamaican accent. It was very difficult to understand what they were saying half the time. I didn't like the movie that much. Here's a list of great movies that actually flopped at the box office. Wait till you hear this. The Wizard of Oz was a flop when it opened up at theaters. The Shawshank Redemption, one of my favorite movies ever, flopped. It's a Wonderful Life. Hard to believe. That only became famous when it started playing on TV at Christmas time. And Citizen Kane, one of the greatest movies I've ever seen in my life. I love Citizen Kane. I've watched commentaries over and over again about that movie, and it was a flop in theaters. Interesting, The Shawshank Redemption. My wife and I went to, she took me on a, we were going on a cross-country trip somewhere, and we stopped in Ohio, and she arranged this without really explaining to me. We stopped in Mansfield, Ohio, and we went to a prison there. It's not a prison anymore. It's a closed-down prison, but the historical society there, I guess, runs it. And it's really dilapidated, but that is where they filmed the entire movie, or almost all of the movie, The Shawshank Redemption. And they have some of the props in the movie still there. You can walk around the prison at your own risk. There's no electricity, so you have to do it during the daytime. And you can walk through all the rooms where they filmed all the scenes from The Shawshank Redemption. Even the hole in the wall where the safe was in the warden's office is still there. So you have a good, and they have some of the, you know, the tunnel that the warden looks out after Tim Robbins escapes. Remember that? He looks through the tunnel. That tunnel is still there. It's on a flatbed. You can actually, my wife looked through it. You can look at it like the warden looked through it. So it's all there in Mansfield, Ohio. It's a good movie, The Shawshank Redemption. I have it on DVD, but when they run it on TV, I still watch it. I should watch the DVD. No commercials in my DVD. Okay. I read that before. I didn't read it before, but don't worry about it. Okay, fun facts. Only four artists have ever had three number one albums in the same year. They are the Beatles, the Kingston Trio, the Monkees, and wait for it, the cast of the TV show Glee. All right. Google was originally called Backrub when they first came out with the idea back in 1996. The founders changed the name to Google about a year later. Good, because I'd like to say, oh, I backrubbed it. That doesn't sound good at all. Googled it sounds good. Oh, I backrubbed it. What'd you do? I backrubbed it. I mean, Googled it. There's something that's totally legal here, but makes you sound like a psychopath. Here are some of the best answers we heard. What is something that's totally legal, but makes you sound like a psychopath? First one. There's a guy in my town that has a portable karaoke machine and casually walks around singing to himself and dancing. How about this? Laughing but nobody else does while you're watching a movie in a theater. I remember back in 1968, I went to go see Hang 'Em High with Clint Eastwood with my mom in Times Square. That's where the movie was playing, New York City. It was playing at a Times Square theater, and we're watching the movie. That if you've ever saw Hang 'Em High with Clint Eastwood, it's not a comedy, and there's no funny scenes in it. But the guy behind us was wearing a suit and tie, and he was in the row in back of us going, "Ugh, talk about creepy." And I was like 13 or 14 years old. But you're in a Times Square movie theater. What do you think's going to happen? But that's where we went to go see movies. Anyway, so, yeah, this guy's at the Victoria Theater in Times Square. It's not there anymore. They have the Marriott Hotel on that site now. But he's going, right in back of us. That was scary. Staring at someone with direct eye contact, not saying anything. My brother did this once. He was in an elevator, and him and his friends wanted to try something, so my brother was the guy who did it. He got into the elevator. You know how everybody faces the door in an elevator? Well, he was the last one in. He had his back to the door, and he was facing everybody, looking them in the eyes. Boy, people feel real uncomfortable when you do something like that. Yeah. Oh, and here it is, getting into an elevator but not turning around to face the doors. Yeah, that's a scary thing. You don't want to do that. Scares people. Six household items you might need to replace. Did you know you're supposed to replace the pillows every year or two? How many years have you had your pillows? Think about it. 15, 20 years, 30 years? Smoke detectors need to be replaced every 10 years, even if they still work. Some of the stuff in first aid kits expires after 3 to 5 years. To go through those things. Yeah, the Bactine in there expired in 1991. You should probably replace that. Fire extinguishers. Most rechargeable ones need a recharge every 5 or 6 years. And the disposable kind need to be replaced every 12 years. Your kitchen sponge. Depends how much you use it. But in general, open a new one every 2 weeks. We don't use sponges. We use these. They come on a roll. And you tear them off and you use them. And then you throw them out every day or two. How about your toothbrush? When was the last time you threw that thing out? It says every 3 to 4 months. Now, I do it every month. I throw out my toothbrush and get a new one. Yeah, I don't like, yeah. Yeah, I don't like that at all. All right. Vacation time may be coming up soon for you in the spring or maybe in the summer, using all your vacation days. If you're not taking vacation days because you think it'll hurt your career, you're wrong. A survey found you're more likely to get a raise if you take at least 11 vacation days a year. Huh, I remember that. 81% of dads think Mother's Day outshines Father's Day, and they're not wrong. 70% of women and kids admit that dads get less of an acknowledgement on Father's Day than moms did on Mother's Day. Of course, it goes without saying. 7:18, coming up in just a moment, Mike Bino is going to be in the office. Yes. And we're going to talk to him about our Wisconsin magazine, promise. I spoke to him. He was on his way in. He said he'll be there in a few minutes. So we'll talk to him coming up next year. After that rain and snow vanished, it's just a gradual clearing today with a high near 37. Increasing cloudiness, lows 24 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 30. Saturday and Sunday sunny with a high in the 30s. That looks good. Right now, just cloudy. It's nice out there, actually. It's 34 degrees. I looked at the footsteps leading up to the front door. Only mine, which is good. I didn't want to see any other footsteps coming into the building. Makes you kind of spooked. Where are footsteps coming in? What? Wait a second now. There's nobody else in the building. Bino's next from our Wisconsin magazine. I'm Don Rosen at WRTN, Hometown Radio Refresh. This is a Civic Media station.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
One day you'll look to see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. If tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go.
Still trying to get a hold of Mike Bino from our Wisconsin magazine. I don't know if they had snow up there or what. He's still not in the office. Said he would be there by now. We'll try again in a few minutes, I guess. That's the best we can do. You know, no one can make you like your job, but at least one major company is now forcing its workers to fake it. The company Canon. They're the company that makes printers, camera lenses, and a bunch of other stuff. And their offices in China installed artificial intelligent cameras that force employees to smile in order to open the doors or book meetings. If you try to open a door while frowning, the facial recognition software won't unlock it for you. You have to smile. That way it knows you're happy and excited to be at work each day. Not a bad idea. Forcing people to smile. Sounds like something they might do in a communist country. All right, someone asked etiquette experts to name the 10 rudest things you could do in someone else's house. You ready? You walk in the house, moving things around, like rearranging cupboards and saying, oh, that chair should really be over there. Overstaying your welcome. Whether you're there for a party or staying for a full week, be mindful about that. How about showing up and then telling them about your dietary restrictions? They make this beautiful dinner and say, oh, I can't eat that. Snooping. Don't rifle through the medicine cabinet or go through any drawers. Drawers and bedside tables are especially off limits. See, that would bother me if I was selling a house at an open house, because, you know, people go through stuff. And if you have an open house, you really can't empty out all your drawers and everything. Now, the real estate person's supposed to actually walk you through the house and not let you roam willy-nilly. But, you know, people do that. Should cars have a feature that prevents you from speeding? There's a GPS-based way to know it, to do it now. Safety officials say they want governments to start incentivizing, is that how you say the word? Making an incentive for car companies to include it in all their cars. You know what? Hi, Mike, you there?
Yeah, sorry, man.
Okay, I got to call you back on a different line in just a moment, all right?
Okay, very good.
All right, well, let's see if we can do that. I shouldn't really do that while we're on the air, but let's do it anyway. Let's live dangerously here. All right, I started off with the wrong phone number. Okay. All right. Let's see if we can get Mike on the phone here. So far, it's not working. Let's see here. We can probably do it in a second.
Mike Dino.
All right. Hold on a second, Mike. Let me. All right, Mike. We got you.
Okay, I'm here.
What'd you have, like 3 feet, 4 feet of snow? Is that why you couldn't get into work on time today?
Well, a little bit of that, and we're happy to see it, but dodging deer, dodging logging trucks, and senior moment. Maybe I should learn how to program my phone.
No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. All right, but did you get snow up there? You live now. This is Manitouish Waters. This is up in the northern part. How'd you do snow-wise?
About an inch last night, but this is the oddest of years. The snowmobile trails have not opened up here all year. Now, bear in mind, this is the snow belt, Lake Superior snow belt. Normally, just over the line from us, they get 250 to 300 inches of snow.
Whoa.
A year. That's Upper Michigan. The ski hills there in Ironwood and Hurley near us have nothing. At Christmas time, there was green grass. And, I guess I'm happy because I don't have to shovel. But the businesses up here are...
I know. So what do the ski resorts do?
A puppet show? I don't know.
Yeah.
There are... I was talking to a fellow whose daughter was coming up from Milwaukee to ski. She said, "Will you go skiing with me, Dad?" He said, "No, I'd like to." The bar, restaurant owners, gas stations that depend on snowmobiling here, they're closing down. They're unfortunately laying some people off. I'm seeing crates of Ski-Doo snowmobiles. People aren't coming to look at them because, you know, they're stacked up. What are those, $30,000 units? I feel a little bit sorry for these folks that depend on winter. It's unpredictable now.
Well, talking to a guy who has to be on the road at 5 o'clock in the morning, I don't like snow because I'm the guy who's got to make the tracks for everybody else. So when I saw this morning, I looked out my window and I saw my car was covered. It was just slush, and I just kind of... It's gone now because it's warming up outside. But, This is dangerous stuff when you can't even, and these ski resorts can't even make snow because it was 55 degrees the other day and you can't even make it. It's one thing to have zero temperature and you can make snow, but at this temperature, you can't even make the stuff. And you got to put, you got to put winter pictures on this cover next year. I don't know what you're going to do.
I don't know either. Yeah, that's, what we've told everybody is just sort of forget what you've learned all your life and go with the flow. You need 20 degrees to make snow, but if you don't have that and the ground is warm anyway, you're throwing money away because it isn't going to stick.
Yeah, and you're right. People buy these snowmobiles, and you can't even test them out because there's no snow.
Right.
I remember
when
we go to church on Spring Street, it's a little farmy out there, a little farmland. And you could see where the snowmobile tracks are during the winter. Not this winter.
There's, right.
Yeah. It's sad because, people like winter sports. Not me. I'm not a winter person. But the people who do are just having a tough time of it this year. Can't even, there's a big hill near our house where people go sledding. Not this year.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you like, go ahead.
It's interesting to see the resilience in people, though, because, okay, I've just talked, we're crying the blues about snowmobiling, and that's changed this winter. But what I saw was earlier in the year in Minocqua, they had ice on the lakes, as usual, and it was making ice, not enough to drive on or anything like that.
Hey, Mike, hold that thought. I got to take a quick break here. Hold that thought.
Okay.
I'm talking to Mike Bino, and we're going to talk about the new issue of Our Wisconsin Magazine. After we get done whining about the snow, we're gonna do that. Hold on, Mike Bino, my good friend from Our Wisconsin Magazine. We'll talk about the latest issue and talk about some of that lack of snow around the state.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt Nair
on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
There is a flurry of activity down at the state capitol in Madison trying to wrap up business before the end of the session. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Wisconsin agriculture is keeping an eye on a few items. Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg from Marquesan is the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. She's optimistic about at least a couple items that she thinks will be accomplished.
Two economic issues that I think are going to make through. There's a couple ideas for TIF districts, tax incremental funding districts, excuse me, that are trying to help out a new processing plant for potatoes up in the Stevens Point area, and then down in Evansville for soy processing. So those are two things that I think are going to get done, so we can help everybody, especially in those particular areas.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg from Marquesan, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Now, Ballweg says, unfortunately, she does not think that they're going to have enough time to take action on the proposed carbon credit calculator. She said too many details to be worked through. She also said they likely are not going to finish the transition to grazing grant program that's currently in front of them at the state capitol as well. We'll keep you posted on whatever we hear from the state capitol, as always, at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Leadership Institute is a year-long premier crash course in personal development, agricultural advocacy, and Wisconsin Farm Bureau that builds up strong Farm Bureau members. I'm proud to be a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member because they invested time and resources in me and my development, and I cannot wait to give a return on that investment.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And speaking of the state capitol, coming up next week, Monday, it will be awash in the blue and gold. Next week is National FFA Week, and on Monday, more than 200 FFA members from across the state, along with their advisors, will be at the state capitol. They'll be visiting with State Secretary of Education, Dr. Jill Underley, as well as other state secretaries and also their elected officials. Monday, FFA Day at the Hill, celebrating National FFA Week. There's your food and farming update on a Thursday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little light rain and snow this morning, then gradual clearing. We'll get to a high of 37 by late this morning, and then temperatures are going to drop back into the low 30s here by late afternoon. The wind, northwest 10 to 20, gusting to 30 or 35 here by later today. Tonight, cloudy 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Matt Mayer on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on AM 1400, 99.9 and 98.1. On FM WRJN.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Boop, boop, boop.
pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo.
It's 7:35. I'm Don Rosen, WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh. We're talking about Wisconsin with Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine. I interrupted you real rudely there for a second. You were talking about snowmobiles and trails and things like that.
Yeah, to finish that thought, yeah, people are crying the blues up here on snowmobiling, and that is a big loss of business. But it was interesting to me to see the resilience in people. For example, in Minocqua, early on in the season when it was making ice out there and it looked like winter was coming, there was enough ice for them to pull together a skating event. And when you have natural ice on a lake, a very big lake, and it's, you know, 3-4 inches, enough to hold people well and safely, and there's no snow on it, you can skate on glass clear ice forever, like, you know, nowhere around. I mean, a skating rink indoors or in a park doesn't hold a candle to that. There's people actually who get on the horn and call each other and go looking for fresh ice. These are the daredevils. I'm not talking about the daredevils. I'm talking about families. So they're going with the flow and coming up with events which fit in with what Mother Nature will give us at these points, and it's kind of evolving. So I have confidence in people. I have confidence in their ability to think through things and come up with neat new ideas. It's happening.
Now, I broke the news about a week or so ago that there's a contest here where you hide a key in some park in the state of Wisconsin. It could be anywhere, any park in any county, could be anywhere. And you were down to the final two. You were down to Juneau County, and you were down to Door County, and somebody found it in Juneau County. And
thank
we're coming down
you,
to the
Don.
Wire. Yeah, we broke the story, and so stop looking. So tell us the story, how they found the key.
Don, thank you so much for this favor. When you have a magazine that comes out every 2 months, you don't have opportunity to break any news, okay? And the big news is, yes, anybody out there who's searching for our hidden key, stop, save your gas, save your time. Somebody has won this contest. Now, what's that all about? In our Wisconsin, we have a treasure hunt, okay? And we hide a key in a park. There's somewhere in the state of Wisconsin. There's 72 counties here. We've given away 2 cars, 2 boats. Most recently, our prize we're offering is a brand new custom camping trailer. Teardrop trailer, cute little unit. You can kayak rack on there, bicycle racks on there, get to the campground in style. And we put, worth $6,000. We put that out there as the prize for people to go on out and take up our challenge and find the key we've hidden in a park somewhere in the state. Okay. The mystery, issue by issue, builds as we eliminate 10 counties of the 72. As Don said, we got down to 2. It's never gone this far. We give a clue every issue, and we reprise them so people can string the clues together, watch the search area condensing, tightening, and get out there and look. And I got to tell you, this was wonderful for us to see, because people are actively out there looking. So we had it down to 2 counties. Our February, March issue, as Don just described, hit the mailboxes the weekend of January 27th, 28th, a little bit before the 1st. That's what we time it. And 2 counties left, Juneau and Door, to go out and find that key. All right. So Monday morning, which would have been Monday morning, 29th, somebody had left us a message over the weekend. We found this key. Okay. I was on my way to a dentist appointment when I got called by the office that the key's been found. Okay. Wonderful. What's the story? Frank and Judy Zobel of New Lisbon, which is near Mauston, it's in Juneau County, they got their issue, and hey, Juneau County is still in the running? We live here. Maybe we should go out and look. We'll do it before the football playoff game on Sunday. And they went out and looked, okay. Kennedy County Park is a mile and a half from their farm home out there in Juneau County. They pull up to this park on County M. There's six vehicles out front, okay, already. The gate is closed. It's winter. They're lined up on this road. About noon, this couple walks in. Three people are walking out and said, there's a lot of hunters back in there. And they walk through the woods and in there. And sure enough, there's a dozen people scattered all over the park looking. Frank and Judy are walking along, and he happens to notice a little speed limit sign saying 10 miles an hour, slow down in the park. And it's a cardboard sign mounted on a piece of wood on a post. And he notices a little bulge in that cardboard 10-mile-an-hour sign. And he kind of glances, he starts reaching behind this cardboard, pulls out this package, and his wife, Judy, said, I ripped it out of his hands and looked for myself to see where it was. Anyway, they found the key. Frank and Judy took home this new $6,000 trailer. So, folks, if you're out there looking, stop, save your gas. Don Rosen, thank you for helping us get the word out through the magic of radio. It's so immediate, isn't it?
It was breaking news. Breaking news. That we said, what's the matter? The country? And no, the country's fine. There's no wars or anything. There's no atomic weapons. It's the key has been found. Now, when do you start all over again?
Well, we got to come up with another prize. We've given away a couple of those trailers, and we'll start up, and we're going to do another one. But we got to think up another prize. We gave a couple cars, a couple boats. We gave a backyard barbecue set up with a big green egg and all the trimmings and things. So it'll take us a while, but we'll come up with an interesting prize package that makes it worthwhile, and we will do this again. It's just to put a little bit of fun in the magazine.
How about a Wisconsin ski trip? Oh, wait a second, that's not good. Let's talk about this issue here, because the February-March issue of Our Wisconsin's got a beautiful photo on the cover, and I said to you, is this a real photo, or has it been photoshopped or, you know, painted? It's the Aurora Borealis. Tell us about the cover photo. It's magnificent.
This is, and thank you for that. Thank you for those props, Don. We pride ourselves on our color here, our good, heavy paper. So many publications, and there are fewer publications these days. They're printed on thinner paper, and I understand that they're cutting costs. We try to go the other way, and we get the best slick paper we can find that we can print brilliant photography on. The cover photo was taken by Rob Resnick. He's one of about 40 pro photographers we work with across the state. He lives in Oshkosh. And Rob always, for 15 years, he's wanted to capture Aurora Borealis pictures, and it never really worked out for him. He's got an app on his phone called Aurora Pro, and he noticed, this is a year ago when he shot these, he noticed that over Europe, here came some very, very active Aurora Borealis waves coming over Europe, and they're heading our way. And he saw, you know, tomorrow night, this may get pretty darn active. Let's look at the weather. Oh, there's no cloud cover. So he does work in a photo studio. He asked his boss off of work the next day at noon. He leaves in the vehicle from Oshkosh to drive straight up to Lake Superior, 250 miles, Saxon Harbor. He got there on South Shore Lake Superior. He got there with a little bit of daylight to spare. He scouted out some areas where he'd set up when it get dark. He found 30-foot-high ice shoves against the break wall in that harbor. He said, okay, I could get up there. All right. goes back to some hotel that he's going to bunk in, got his ice cleats on, got all his gear out, went back, took his tripod, climbed up that ice Matterhorn, got up on top in the dark. Now he's shooting, okay? He shot hundreds of images. Back in the days when you had to buy film, that would have really been something. But he's shooting, and there was something unexpected, and that is the harbor navigational lights, red and green on two sides, were flashing on and off rhythmically, as they should. He had to time every one of his shots to go in between those flashes of light and not wreck his picture. Okay. He then turns around and heads back to Oshkosh. It's the next morning. He's barely slept. Happens to be going by our office on the way back to the Fox River Valley. Hey, look what I got here. And he starts showing us some of what he had and could catch on his phone. And he said, you'll get a submission from me on these as soon as I sort them all out. And this is last March. I'd been waiting for many months to see this. And as our February, March issue, we were pulling it together. He made good on his promise and sent these winter pictures in. So what you're seeing is Saxon Harbor, Lake Michigan, lit up with a whole bunch of color. And when you've got a guy who knows what he's doing with a camera and can find something like that in a place as cool as Wisconsin, you wind up with something special.
Now, where is Saxon Harbor again?
Okay, it is straight north of, well, it is north and west of Ironwood Hurley.
Oh, okay. Wow, it's way up there. Okay.
Yes, so, little north and west, that's right. Highway 2, and then you catch a north road to the harbor. Unfortunately, about 12 years ago, a tornado hit that place and turned it upside down, and they've done such a beautiful job of cleaning it up. It's new and fresh and a wonderful place.
You know, and I'm looking at this picture here. I occasionally will get a thing on Facebook that says, oh, you can catch the Aurora Borealis, and Racine is right on the cusp of maybe seeing it, but there are too many lights around here. I was in Alaska once. I was in Alaska twice. I didn't see the Aurora Borealis, but I bought a video. At the time, they didn't have DVDs. It was a VHS video in 3D of the Aurora Borealis. People had taken videos of it in Alaska. And, wow, even in 3D, it was spectacular. I'd love to see it in person, though. But you got to be at the right place at the right time. And just looking at the picture here, this is fantastic. I can't imagine seeing this. There was a movie called Antarctica that came out years ago. It was about a true story about some dogs that had to be left alone in the Arctic because the explorers had to leave and they couldn't take the dogs with them. And it's obviously the story's true, but it was a fictionalized movie. And they showed the dogs terrified of the Aurora Borealis because they had never seen these lights in the sky and the dogs were going crazy. I can imagine the first people who saw this didn't know what they were looking at. It's a beautiful cover.
Yeah, it is. The way that these waves of light move and shimmer, become more brilliant, less brilliant, different colors going on from that solar activity. As Rob Resnick said, when he was done finally shooting, he just reclined back on the ground and looked straight up and enjoyed it.
Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine, our guest this morning. We just hit the cover of Our Wisconsin Magazine. It's 7:49 at WRJN, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station, civic media radio, covering the entire state of Wisconsin. We've got radio stations everywhere in this state. And it's great that we're talking about Our Wisconsin Magazine, a high-gloss magazine for Wisconsin. And people who lived here and people who live down south who want to see what it's like up here in the upper Midwest.
News Talk
talking sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Seven lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to.
Yeah, it's 7:51 at WRJN on your Thursday morning. Hope you had a nice Valentine's Day yesterday. Mike Vino from Our Wisconsin Magazine is with us. This is such a beautiful high-gloss magazine. And when you get a high-gloss magazine like this, it makes the photographs in there come to life. So Mike's being punished because he was late today, so he's going to have to come in tomorrow morning again. There's a punishment we hold. And so he'll be in tomorrow morning again at 7 o'clock. Way to go through some of the stories and everything in here. But for now, in the last few minutes, I just want to talk about some of the pictures in here. Because this is... we just hit the cover of the magazine. You open up and there's a beautiful farm picture here. And you know why I love pictures of farms? Because I'm a New York City boy. I was born in the New York City area and raised in the New York City area. And so farms weren't part of my life. A lot of people, busy highways and expressways were part of my life. And this opening up this picture, it is so serene. It's a picture of Kate's family farm. Where is that?
That's near Dodgeville. And thank you, Don. What we try to do is take people out to the country and give them a little bit of a relax, let down, no hubbub around. And what you're looking at is the Driftless region of Wisconsin, which I'm a sucker for. I grew up in the Fox River Valley, and I live in far northern Wisconsin. And up north is great. But I think up north is overplayed in Wisconsin. It gets a lot of attention. The Driftless region is the place where the glaciers never touch the state. That's about maybe a quarter of the state. So the picture you're talking about is showing a barn in the wintertime nestled into a coulee or a little valley on the bottom of ridges, okay, and the ridges are running in the background there, and the last glaciation did not touch this area, so the ridges that run through the Driftless region look kind of like Pennsylvania. I mean, and three-quarters of the state does not look like this, so it's just part of the diversity of terrain and another beautiful aspect of Wisconsin. So it's a peaceful place. The farm fields are small. They're hemmed in by what looks like Switzerland. There's no straight roads there if you look on a map because they're winding between these ridges. It's just cool. So what we tried to do was take people from on one picture, the South Shore of Lake Superior, way up north. It's wild, it's colorful. Turn it, there you are in the Driftless region in this cool little farming village kind of area. And that's when you're working with a place as pretty as Wisconsin, heck, making a magazine that looks attractive, it's easy when you're working in a place like this.
Well, it would have been perfect, except there's schmutz off to the left. Oh, wait a second, that's your picture. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes we put a picture of my dog in there. He's better looking than me. He's the assistant editor, Chester.
Yeah. Oh, that was my dog's name, Chester.
Yeah, good for you.
Oh, he was a little
man,
beagle.
Man, aren't we smart people?
Now, I got to talk about this because you have a gateway. We're just going to talk about pictures this morning. You have a gateway centerfold picture in the center of the magazine. Gatefolds. What do I call it? Gateway? I'm thinking of Gateway College down the block here. Gatefold. And it's a three-page photograph in perfect clarity. Perfect. You can actually see, if you look at the trees, you can see each individual pine needle on these branches. And where was this gorgeous winter picture taken? It wasn't taken this winter, that's for sure. Where was it? Where was it taken?
We call that, you're talking about the big picture. So it's a fold-out and gives you a horizontal panoramic splash across three pages. So it's a drone look down at Little Falls in Flambeau River State Forest. That's up near the town of Winter. There is a town called Winter. We've got, Slugundy and Little Falls on County M, which is a place this was taken, on the Flambeau River. Paul Ostrom of Hayward is the man who shot that, and he's right up in the Berkey Biner country. But what you've got is a flowing river, a creek, a brook, through the woodlands with rocks and falls and snow on the edges, and the blue sky. Winter can look just gorgeous and pristine in Wisconsin. And Paul's another one of our photographers. I'm glad to have him out near Hayward. And come spring, April, May, I have a feeling you may see him on our cover. Now, so that's something to look forward to.
Now, I looked carefully through to see if I could see any critters in here, and I can't. Sometimes you can see the tracks of the critters running around. I always love that, too. When I go out on a winter day in front of my house, I look in the backyard, and there's trail tracks going all over the place. What is going on in my property in the middle of the night with all these animals running all over the back and forth? There's little rabbit tracks, possum tracks. They're everywhere. This must be like, there must be a party going on in my backyard when I'm sleeping at night with all these critters. But this is such a beautiful picture. Now, you also, when you close it, there's a picture of a dog sledder, like a mush sledder. Where is that going? This is Wisconsin on his bib, so it must have been somewhere around here.
Well, thank you. There are some dog sled rallies. When you got enough snow, the mushers are out in force. There's a big one often up around Bayfield. There's some outfitters that'll take you out on a dog sled, but they have dog sled races up there. The one you're looking at is a six dog race at Willow Springs. Round Barn Sled Dog Rally in Wisconsin, in Wausau. Now, and there's a Round Barn there. It's an event place you can go and see. I've heard just recently this year's Musher event had to be called off. Last year they had a big one. But these folks have, you know, they were talking. I heard an interview with a musher here, and she said, you know, they've got their dogs. They take them out and they work them when it's cool. They work them in the wintertime. These dogs live to pull. When you go to one of these events, they're just baying in their trucks.
I hate to say this. The dogs look happy.
They live to pull.
That's what they do.
And the ones who aren't being taken out to pull, aren't going into harness, they're just beside themselves. Yeah. They're howling. They want to go. But anyway,
Hold that thought. We're going to take up that thought tomorrow, right, with that picture. That thought. Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, coming back tomorrow at 7:06 because he was late today, so he's being punished. So we're going to have Mike back tomorrow. I'm Don Rosen. Stay right here.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go.
This is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.